8-4. Collins leads it here after one quarter of play. We talk it off the air. Scott brought up a good point. You know, you might be disappointed and only put 4 points on the board, but then you look up and we're only down 4. So
there you go.
So it'll be Collins basketball inbounded to Renfro. It looks like now Shelby County may be man-to-man here. Federley behind the back dribble, guarded by Roberts. And Roberts takes it away from her. Bliss on the move with it. Kicks it out to Holland. Back to Hardy. She'll line up a three. This one is short. Rebounded by Murray.
I like that possession, though. I like the shot. I like the possession.
Federley quickly the other way. Has it knocked away by Gray and then fouled. I think that is either going to go on Gray or Roberts. And it will go on Roberts. Her first foul, Amy Conley. Scott going to check back in with those two personals.
Got to roll the dice, I guess. I don't know. That's tough.
Renfro looking inbound. And will throw it away. Threw it right to Gray. Steffi coming the other way. On the move. All the basket. Wide open layup. Lays it in.
Think about, you know, Amy with the 2,000, you know, Aaron Hannah go at it pretty good down there, so you just got to be careful not to pick up the third. If I'm Collins, I think I'll throw it right down there and see if you can get the third on him.
Federley drives, kicks it out to Renfro. Good ball fake. Knight leaves it off for Federley, and she missed the layup. Rebounded by Conley.
I bet there's been 10 missed shots on between both teams just inside the paint right here.
Gray with it straight away. In the middle to Conley. Kicks it out. Roberts. She traveled with it. No call. Kicks it out to Conley. Gets it to Hardy. Left side three. And no good. Well long. Rebounded by Murray.
Hardy's got the green light here tonight.
No doubt. Hayes comes up the middle of the floor. Guarded here by Hardy. A lot of dribbling. Goes up. Wild shot. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Roberts.
Well, this was really active here early tonight, too. A lot of energy.
And trying to push it forward to Holland, knocked out of bounds by Hallie Renfro. And McGivin going to check back in. She'll check in for Hannah Renfro. And Trinity Warfield back off the bench. She'll check in for Hallie Renfro. So reset lineup for Shelby County. Holland, Hardy, Gray, Conley, and Roberts. And then Federley, Hayes, Warfield, McGivin, and Murray on the floor for the Titans. 8-6. 6.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Hardy with it out front. Collins stayed in his 2-3 zone. They've played it exclusively here tonight. High post here to Conley and throws it away. Just kind of left Amy in a bad spot. Amy was well guarded and knocked away, and she picked it up, tried to throw it to the wing, and just couldn't connect.
I don't know what they're really trying to do right there. I'm just going to be honest. I'm sure they do.
Honesty is the key.
I know the key wasn't to throw it at Amy's feet.
Yeah. Left side Murray.
To play.
Back out front to Federley. Right side to Hayes in the corner to Warfield. She'll throw cross court to Murray. She'll line up a three. This one well off left. Rebounded by Conley. Throws it up ahead to Holland.
There's a good close up there by Alyssa Roberts to affect that shot by Murray.
That was right in our line of sight. We saw that was off left from release. Hardy drives, cut off. She'll circle back out. Still on the dribble. Gets it back to Gray. Gray, nice dribble. Hesitation all the way. The lane goes up. No good. Battle for the rebound. Won by Conley, then fouled by McGivin.
How in the world did Zeffy not get fouled? I tell you what, that was really close for Amy not getting that third right there.
Second foul on McGivin.
You can see the difference right now, though, between, you know, Amy's a junior
and
just strength-wise, just ripped it out of her hand.
First free throw by Conley, no good. 5:17 to go here in the second quarter. 8-6. Somebody waiting for a two-run homer here. Free throw up by Conley. This one is good. So Shelby's been to the line 6 times and connected on only 3 in the game now. 8-7.
Shelby's got 7. You're only down 1.
Left side, Hayes to Warfield. I see Trenton. He's trying to drive that. Cross court to Murray. Back out front to Hayes. Back to Federley, will have it. She'll bring it back out, and they'll look to reset here. High post to Warfield. She's going to stop. 10-foot jumper, well short. Rebounded by Gray.
Not a bad shot, but good coach move by Coach Bingham. Just put her there.
She's wide open.
You got to be able to hit that little 4-foot shot. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Both teams' points at a premium here tonight. Shelby County with only two field goals. Collins with only three.
You said that night you watched a 21-20 JV game. They might be lucky to get to that.
Roberts looks to drive, beats it down to Conley, gets it off to Gray, stops, 10-foot jumper, no good, rebounded by Murray. And Conley, oh, I thought she just picked up a foul. But they luckily got a timeout, but she was getting ready to get called for her third.
Yes, she was.
Timeout, Collins, 30 seconds, but,
Zephy, one more dribble, Zephy could have laid it in, I don't know, but, yeah, Amy really lucky. Not to pick up a third foul right there.
When I heard the whistle, I thought sure they was going to call her for a third foul. She was guarding 86 feet from the basket.
You ain't going to go up by 94 anymore?
No.
Okay. Did you go there and measure it one day, or you just know?
I got a tape measure with me.
That was bigger than that 4-foot sub that my boy Nate got beat at the other day. I heard that story some other time. I think I'm going to buy him a foot long on the way home and take it over to him just so he shut up.
Take it over to him? He's sitting right across the floor from us.
Would you quit it?
4:12 to go here before the half. 8-7. Collins leads it. Collins has not scored since late in the first quarter, so they've went the entire almost 4 minutes here without a point. Right side Warfield feeds it down low to Renfro. Power dribble goes up and lays this one in. And a second basket. Collins with a much-needed score. They lead now 10-7. Conley with it. Beats it back to Gray. Collins stays in his 2-3 zone, just extending it here. Trying to possibly trap out. Gets away to Holland, and she's fouled by Murray. That'll be Carson first.
I think there was two teams that need a halftime to
adjust
to some zone defense. It might be these two.
So Hallie Renfro checks in for Murray. Left side, Roberts has it on the left wing. She's going to penetrate. Stop, 10-foot jumper. Rolls off, no good. Rebounded by Federley.
You better get too much better shot than that. I mean,
Libby straight away. Going to drive. Leaves it off for Renfro. Kicks it out. Hayes three, no good. Rebound on the backside by Jenna Jones. Gets it away to Gray. Pushes it up ahead to Holland. Holland gets it back to Roberts. Roberts to post to Conley. She'll kick it out to Jones. She ball fakes. Kicks it opposite corner to Holland. She'll line up a three for the tie. Nearly banked that one in. Rebounded by Conley. She'll lay it in.
Oh. I don't know why Amy just don't shoot me. She got the rebound. She spins. Why doesn't she just shoot that ball?
Timeout. 30-second timeout here at Shelby County.
She's only, 3 feet from the basket when she spins?
Yeah.
I mean, you kick it out for good shots, but, I mean, you're wide open.
And the rate we're going, we need to get as close as we can to the basket.
And sometimes that don't work.
So 10-9 here, 3 minutes to go. In the
there's one thing you can say, it's close.
It is close.
It is close.
But, you know, the way the game's going, both teams here in the second quarter have gotten some pretty good shots.
Yeah.
Waiting for a team to make two or three in a row and really to provide some separation from the other team.
Yeah, if you can hit, if you hit a couple baskets, man, you're going to be up 15.
So Amy Conley was able to play about 4 minutes there without picking up her third personal. She'll go back to the bench, and Caitlin Dish back on.
I believe right now, Collins is on a two-point quarter here, right?
That's correct. Hannah Renfro floats it over to Hallie. Hallie with it. She'll throw cross court in, stolen by Gray, and he loses it out of bounds. Collins just flirting with disaster, trying to throw cross court passes.
I believe Bob Woods had to pick that up, as if he might have had that. That roll right there, though, has seen a lot of games.
They sure have. Charlie Mack.
Charlie Mack.
Drew Turhan.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Bob Woods.
Bob Woods. and Larry Bird there with
Larry Bird. That's a
floater in the lane by Federley. She'll bank it in.
Going,
first basket of the night.
I was going more Tommy Heinsohn.
Tommy Heinsohn, that's even better. I like that better. Nice come off the ball steal by Federley. One-on-one with Gray. Step through the move. Left-handed, right-handed scoop. Lays it in.
Ooh, that's a nice move right there by a freshman.
So Federley, who had 30 in the first matchup against Shelby County, and went scoreless there into the last two baskets and has extended his lead back to 5, 14-9. Gray back into front court. Barely over the timeline. Gets it to Ditch. Way to Roberts.
You got Jenna wide open.
Roberts
there.
Got fouled. No call. Gets it out to Gray. Lines up a three. Right side. This one rolls in. Another stay on the line. Just a two.
She was definitely on the line. Yeah.
14-11. Collins leads at 1:45 to go here before the half.
The scoring has really picked up.
In the corner to Warfield, in the middle of the lane to Federley. Spin move, and she traveled with it.
I don't know if Trendy, she's capable of throwing a two-handed pass. You know,
and that's the baseball style.
Oh, right? Yeah. That's what we used to teach sub kids, throw it in from the outfield. Or just get it to the shortstop. Hey.
Throw it to Kip.
Throw it to Kip. That went off. Hey, Rudy took that into consideration, too.
And hey, and Jones with it, travels with it, trying to throw it to the right side of the floor.
Oh, geez.
You know, Cub had a couple of down years in her Skip Moore years, but they recovered.
Recovered. So, that section over there that you're talking about, there's a lot of people in there. You got Lloyd Brown right there, and it's like Phil Fulmer.
Sure does. I thought you went deer hunting. I didn't know. Right side, Hayes has it. In the middle to Hannah Renfro. Goes all the way through the basket and will draw the foul.
I think my man bailed her out.
That foul on Jenna Jones. Her first, Hannah Renfro to the line. She will shoot two shots.
Well, Collins got a pretty good cheering section right now. And look at down here at Chubby's, and they have some guy with a new, he's got a, what is that on the end of that noose?
I don't know what that is. First free throw by Renfro, no good.
I'm just glad it's not me.
I guess that's supposed to be a Titan, I think.
That's supposed to be a Titan?
That's
looks like one of the things that you win out of the machine, you know, the claw.
The claw. That doesn't look like a claw gift.
The guy looks really old to be in the cheering section. Though.
Second free throw by Renfro. Missed them both. Rebounded by Dish. Great. Pushing it the other way. Being chased from behind. She'll circle through. Now crosses over, gets in the lane, weaving her way, goes up and missed it. Rebounded by Dish, goes up and gets the goal and draws the foul. And she will go to the line trying to tie this one up. And Warfield going to check in for Murray.
I get the feeling Coach Holland wanted Zeppi to pass that ball.
I think you're right. Second foul on Murray. Dish in the line. Free throw up. This one rolls in, and we're tied at 14. And Shelby County comes out here. Full court pressure. Federley will beat it herself.
Oh, it's a
it runs over Jones. And they're going to say a travel. Probably it did benefit to be a travel and not a foul. So Gray will walk it back up. Under a minute to go here. Shelby County has not led. They basket away from taking their first lead before the half. 35 seconds to go. Collins with it out front.
They're going
to
run Louisville out here. Let's see if this works. Oh, there she is.
Jones wide open and couldn't hang on to it.
That's all you can do as a coach right there. You're up a perfect play. He passes a little too hard.
Thought she went to concession stand to get ones. I didn't know. Federley, right side here to Warfield.
I lost that one. I'm confused. I'll tell you guys explain that.
They're running Louisville. I don't know. Federley takes her dribble up, kicks it back out to Hayes. 14 seconds to go. Right side, Warfield. Trini going to drive hard baseline. Stops on the baseline. Can't get it to go, but draw the foul. Foul on number 11, Zeppi Gray, her first. Team's fifth. Warfield at the line. She will shoot two shots. Warfield 58% from the line on the season. Free throw, this one good. She now has four. Second free throw, this one also good. So Trinity 3-3 from the line tonight.
And that is seeing something. They shot a free throw with 9 seconds, and now it's 8.4. I'm not saying anything about the clock operator. I'm just saying. 4 to 6 seconds off the clock, and they haven't taken the ball.
Inbound to the dish, right back
that's
to Gray.
That's the 19 that we're talking about.
6 seconds. 4 seconds. And tipped away, and will go out of bounds with 1 second to go. Collins leads it in a very low-scoring game, 16-14, and Asia Hardy all by herself down the floor. Anna Cleary, who's checked in, she will go, run back and guard her. 1 second here, Gray has it. Inbounded deep and intercepted by Warfield, and that'll be the end of the second quarter. So points at a premium here tonight. And Collins finds himself ahead here in the half, 16-14. You've been listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.